You're with us for The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Quitting smoking can improve outcomes after radiation, after chemo, after surgery. It can reduce the risk of developing new cancers. We'll look at smoking cessation efforts at the UW. But first, as these days get shorter, our year-end fun drive is bright and blazing. Those are my choice words this morning. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Morning.
You count on WPR for these in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2020, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 20 minutes to go. We're making some good progress on our goal. We just need 9 more people to join in. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about smoking cessation programs. I use the pledge drive to get me to stop doing things that are bad for me. So this drive, this
really?
Is the stop eating Snickers bars at work thing.
Okay.
I'm redeploying that money into public radio, and hopefully I will lose some weight. I usually eat about 9 or 10 Snickers bars a day.
Oh,
so that's
dear.
A lot of money.
Oh, dear.
That's a
that
lot of
is.
Money. And that can pay for a lot of conversations on the morning show. So if you want to do that, if you want to use public radio as a way to get a early start on your New Year's resolution, now's the time to do it. Make a pledge at any level at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And it really is easy to figure out how much to give. It's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine. In my case, I have a pretty heavy investment in Snickers bars. Not everybody does that, but think about, you know, like a cup of coffee or a snack from a vending machine.
Consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. So maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And that's because listener support's the single largest source of funding for this programming on WPR. So now's the time. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
You'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what that's like right now. Get that good vibe at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lots of people supporting Wisconsin Public Radio during this drive. Join your friends and neighbors now and support the station. We just have 9 pledges to go in the next 20 minutes. We can do that, but we need you to make that contribution now. Start the tradition of giving by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have 5 chances to win that Sonos One Smart speaker. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And by the way, sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's really easy to set up. It's a monthly donation from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love. You'll also get automatically entered in any drawings that we have during our member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. Thank you so much. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. A cancer diagnosis comes with many decisions. And the UW Carbone Cancer Center wants to help cancer patients who use tobacco to add one more consequential decision to their list, and that is quitting smoking. We're looking at smoking cessation programs and outcomes. Are you a smoker? Do you want to quit? How have you tried to stop through a structured program? How did it go? Join in 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Heather D'Angelo is an assistant scientist at UW Carbone Cancer Center studying the social determinants of health and cancer-related health inequities. Heather, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So the National Cancer Institute really wants to help cancer centers around the country to be way more proactive about getting patients to stop smoking, especially during their oncology treatments. What inroads are you seeing there? What's happening?
Sure. So I work as part of an NCI initiative called the Cancer Center Cessation Initiative, which is funded by the NCI Cancer Moonshot to implement sustainable tobacco treatment programs for patients coming through NCI cancer centers. And really what they want to address is that there's a gap in care where we know that 30% of cancers are caused by smoking, and as you mentioned before, that quitting can, after your diagnosis, can lead to much better outcomes. But there's not enough being done in our cancer care settings to actually connect people with the evidence-based treatment that they need. So as part of our initiative, the cancer centers around the country are working to integrate smoking cessation treatment programs into the care that patients get when they're seen at a cancer center.
And you're like the data monger here. I mean, you're really into the data, deep into it. So what are you collecting from cancer centers on smoking among cancer patients, and what are you doing with that?
So the goal of the C3I is that the cancer centers will use their funding to do three main things. So we want them to ask everybody who comes through the door of the cancer center to ask them about their smoking, to advise them if they use tobacco to quit, and to refer them to a smoking cessation treatment program, ideally using the electronic health record to send automatic referrals to trained tobacco treatment specialists who can then follow up with the patient. So as part of our data collection, we're trying to assess each of those things. So we're looking at what percentage of patients are getting asked if they use tobacco or if they smoke. Among those, what percentage are being reached by a tobacco treatment program? So, like, how many actually get connected to a service? And then we're looking at outcomes. So 6 months after somebody received treatment, are they still smoking? So that's the kind of data that we're collecting.
What are you seeing? What trend lines are you seeing? How many patients are getting asked?
So the screening rates are really high. It's really promising. So I would say most of the centers are at 95% and above. And that's really great. So people are getting asked. In terms of referrals, we're looking at maybe the data is still coming in, so I don't want to say anything specifically, but on average, about 25% of smokers are getting connected to some type of treatment.
Big drop there. What's happening between, everyone is being asked, and then what about the follow through?
Well, that's the percentage of all patients who are being asked. So not all of those people are smokers.
I see.
So the smoking rates among the cancer patients in our cohort of at least the first cohort of centers, which is about 20 cancer centers, range from about 4% of patients to about up to maybe 20% of patients coming through are actually smokers.
You're also looking at patient demographics, things like gender and race, ethnicity, age, insurance status. How can that information inform cancer centers in providing treatment?
Yeah, so I think this is a really important part of our data collection and looking at who is receiving the treatment. So by looking at things like gender and race, ethnicity, insurance status, we can make sure that everyone who smokes or uses tobacco is being reached by those tobacco treatment services equally.
What are the particular challenges for cancer patients who are attempting a smoking cessation program?
So I think, you know, the challenges are they have the same challenges as anyone else for quitting smoking, but then they have the added, they may have the added sort of time restraints in terms of having to attend to a lot of appointments, or they may live far from the cancer center. A lot of people travel to the cancer center for their treatment, but don't necessarily live nearby. So there's those kinds of restraints. And so the cancer centers in our program are really trying to help, you know, help those patients that have those barriers of transportation or time by using telehealth or telephone-based counseling in order to still deliver treatment to those patients but reduce the burden on them.
And I can imagine just the stress of that diagnosis and that emotional journey of cancer can also really impact the ability of someone to quit a habit like smoking.
Sure, and that's why it's so important for physicians or oncologists to, if they haven't had specific training in tobacco treatment, which a lot of them haven't, and they may not feel, you know, they have time to deliver that kind of counseling during the visit, that they refer out to train tobacco treatment specialists. And there are even counselors that are trained specifically to address the needs of people with cancer who are trying to quit smoking.
We're talking with Heather D'Angelo. She is an assistant scientist at UW-Carbone Cancer Center studying the social determinants of health. And you can join in. Have you ever visited the doctor's office for a cancer screening or another reason? Did they ask you about your smoking habits? Are you going through a cancer diagnosis right now and trying to quit smoking? What is that like? Join in 800-642-1234. Heather, research also shows that people who want to quit smoking have the most success if they participate in a really highly intensive structured treatment program. What does that look like?
So effective tobacco treatment programs typically include counseling plus pharmacotherapy or medications to help you quit smoking. Usually programs will have patients come in for one initial in-person visit, a counseling session, and then if the patient wants to continue, then they would have the option to come in for in-person treatment or maybe continue those sessions over the phone.
How do you measure the success of a cessation treatment program and follow those outcomes?
Sure. At the program level, we're looking at reach, which I mentioned before, which is are they reaching all the patients who smoke with some sort of evidence-based treatment, even if it's a referral to the quit line or to a smoke-free text program, are all patients getting something? and then we're also looking at the effectiveness of those programs, which is 6 months after they've referred the patient to treatment or after the patient received cessation treatment counseling, are they still smoking?
The National Cancer Institute that started this program in 2017, the Cancer Center Cessation Initiative, what is the future like for this program? Will UW-Carbone Cancer Center continue to take the lead on this? Is there more information gathering? What's the trajectory here?
So The funding for the second cohort ends next year. So we meet every 6 months, and both cohorts of all 42 cancer centers are going to be attending. And we're really hoping to continue the momentum of this initiative by keeping the researchers and the clinicians who are working on these projects together as, you know, to make it easier for them to collaborate with each other so that we can keep these programs, make sure we keep these programs going over time, because that's really the goal, is to build programs that can be integrated into care and then sustained over time so that they can then be sort of running themselves.
And this morning, we're reaching you at the Conference on the Science of Dissemination and Implementation in Health. And you're presenting. Can you tell us what you're presenting?
So, sure. I have a poster presentation of some of our research. So we developed an evaluation model for cancer centers or clinical oncology settings to use to evaluate the things that I mentioned before, like the reach and effectiveness of their tobacco treatment programs. So I'm presenting some case studies related to how can we apply this model. It's called REAIM. So it looks at the reach, the effectiveness, how the program has been adopted and implemented and then maintained over time. So we really want to make this initiative, what comes out of this initiative, we want to learn from what the cancer centers have done and be able to disseminate that out to other clinical oncology settings so that they can take what we've learned and implement their own programs.
Heather, thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
Heather D'Angelo is an assistant scientist at UW-Carbone Cancer Center. She's studying the social determinants of health and focusing on how policies and built environments and social contexts contribute to cancer-related health inequities. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're with us on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And just like that, it's the end of the year. And that is, it is also the year-end member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your financial support is the foundation for all these great discussions you enjoy every day here on the Ideas Network. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2019 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we are broadcast professionals, so we were keeping this from you. At one point during this hour, we thought, are we going to make this goal? I don't know if we can do it. But actually, I think we're going to make this goal. We have three pledges that we need. We need to hear from three people. So that's you. You can get us a third of the way there in the next, I don't know, 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Totally.
We can
totally
do that.
Doable.
I know you got things to do, but now's the time to make your pledge because you're going to help us meet this goal. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the things I love and adore about The Morning Show is that we get to talk with scientists from all over the country and the world and right here at home at the UW, like talking about cancer and cessation programs at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. It's so fascinating to, you know, go into their worlds and find out about what they do with this data and how it impacts outcomes. If these are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
That's right. And WPR is listener supported, which is why we can have those conversations. You may notice that there may be other places that aren't talking about things like that. We're able to do that because of your support. So your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift. You'll get us to that goal for this hour. Just three away, you can help us get there.
And it is the season of giving. You can do two good things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Your donation will support the programs you rely on. And you can ask for one of the food bank gifts. Those are options available at $10 or $20 a month, or one-time gifts of $120 or $240.
And these thank you gifts provide meals for those facing hunger in your area through regional food banks. And it all starts with your gift. You'll be supporting your neighbors who are dealing with food issues, but also you'll be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked a few people, what are your year-end traditions?
One of my favorite December traditions is making Christmas cookies with my mom.
Our family tradition in December is the whole family goes bowling. And it's a weird tradition because none of us really bowl.
Well, every year, my friends and I like to indulge in one really cheesy Christmas Lifetime movie.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold. It is listener support that is the biggest source of funding for all the WPR programs you rely on, and that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Maybe it's another amount. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we have just a few minutes left in this hour. We're looking for just three more people to join in. This is highly doable. You can get us there by making your pledge right now. Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give right now, this very moment, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain you and engage you any time of the day or night.
And what makes it all possible? You do. People who contribute make WPR happen.
That's right. So your gift of $100 or $10 a month or whatever you choose makes a huge difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And so Mike Arnold here keeps hitting the refresh button, and I'm just telling you for transparency's sake. Okay, so it hasn't moved. We still need three more pledges here. We can get those in WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's so important.
It only takes a few minutes to make the pledge. You can do it. You've been meaning to do it. Now's the time to go to the phone and make the call. The people are friendly. You can talk to a friendly person first thing in the
friendly
day.
Friendly is good.
888-202-2552. Or if you don't like to talk to people, you could go online and pledge at WPR.org. No matter how you do it, we will really appreciate it, and you will too, because you'll be paying for great conversations on the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for your support.